Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it, can't miss this ever, I guess. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, but then it used to be that it stood out, but it doesn't, every day is fucking evil fucking day. I don't, evil every day of the fucking year is 365 days a year. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of November, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the climate basin. And so it looks like it wants to drizzle a little bit, which doesn't hurt my feelings none. All right, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Outrage ensues after The Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authorizations. Well, we're going to certainly have a little talk about that. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, then. Outrage ensues after The Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authorization. Well, you know, this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Well, to read a little bit. The Atlantic has come under fire for suggesting that all the terrible pandemic area decisions over lockdowns, school closures, masking, punishing an entire class of people who question the efficiency and wisdom of taking a rushed experimental vaccine for a virus with a 99% survival rate in most should all be water under the bridge. Well, I don't think that's quite water under the bridge. In the first place, people, we don't even know how many people they've killed. Do you realize that? How many have they maimed? How many will be maimed next week from the one that they got the first fucking day? I mean, we don't know nothing about this shit. They knew nothing about this shit. This is the equivalent of walking out in the fucking pitch black. You heard a noise out in the pitch black with a double blade axe and just start swinging it and hitting people and whatever's fucking there. And saying, well, I had to do something. Or how about the fucking hunter that goes hunting? And fucking doesn't identify his target and shoots another human being. It doesn't even bear some fucking responsibility. No, these son of a bitches, they're asking for amnesty already. They've killed some fucking people, don't you think? An amnesty you don't get. We would have to grant you the amnesty and you ain't getting it. You're going to pay for every fucking crime you've committed. We were screaming it. It was goddamn, we were showing the evidence of the fucking crime and fucking commission, and you kept on committing it, and the fucking cocksuckers kept on backing your ass of doing it. Internationally, the international corporate mafia, killing off the world population. No amnesty. The full fucking weight of the law, and that means you go up against the wall, you son of a bitch. That's fucking premeditated fucking murders, what you fucking committed. We need to, listen to this, we need to forgive one another for what we did and said, when we were in the dark about COVID. You mean you didn't know a goddamn thing about it and you were fucking with people, taking their jobs? COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You were fucking doing shit to fucking people, fucking coercing them. Again, in violation of the highest law in this fucking land, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You were doing that when we were in the dark about COVID. You didn't know nothing about it. You just started throwing some fuck. You went in the back. What'd you go in the back room and get the bleach out, get shit, and just start pouring things into fucking things, injecting them into people? You son of a bitches. And then these fucking phony ass mandates you had zero authority for. You did not have no jurisdictional authority to order anybody in these United States of America to do a goddamn thing. But you did. And you're going to fucking pay for it with your fucking life. Because what you did was fucking goddamn high treason and fucking sedition. You had no authority. Yet you tried to use the fucking goddamn power of the United States of America, our power that belongs to we the people, our goddamn wealth, our strength. You tried to use it to fucking make us kill one another and put us against one another. Why are you people out there? What kind of goddamn amnesty does old Fosse deserve? What kind of amnesty does any of them deserve? They deserve nothing but a goddamn bullet through their fucking head, and they have committed fucking murder, and I want them prosecuted. Don't you? But then we're not represented in this international corporate mafia fucking corporation, are we? So if we're going to fucking exercise our rights under the law, we'll exercise them by ourselves. We will enforce the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of December 15, 1791 ourselves, as we have the goddamn obligation to do. These fuckers will walk on murder. How many people, like I said, this just pops out that they want the amnesty. How many people have they killed? Does anybody know? How many people maimed? And I said, how many people to come yet? Who took a shot yesterday who's going to be sick tomorrow? Who took a shot the first fucking day who ain't got sick until tomorrow? There was no accountability, and they had no goddamn authority for a mandate. They had no judicial authority for a mandate on anybody. You can't get it without going through the common law court. And there are no common law courts. And a goddamn person from the fiduciary, who these son of a bitches like these mayors and these goddamn governors and shit who mandate, you don't have the authority, motherfucker. Go ahead.
If we want any type of justice, we are going to have to do it.
I promise.
Don't look for none of these crooked, evil politicians, because they all in the bed. They all knew about this. And they were. I mean, how you line up the whole world to do a mass genocide on everyone, on every country, without all of them in lockstep together? Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry, Henry. They had a paper called Lockstep. Written by the Rockefeller about this whole situation.
Well, you'd think it'd take a little bit of planning, wouldn't you, Dion? Of course they did it. And what they did in premeditated fucking murder. And like I said, these mandates were unlawful. There was no authority behind them. The jurisdictional authority of this fucking country is the goddamn Bill of Rights, is the common law. They had not one common law order. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what I always think about now since this crap, since 2020? I wonder how long they even had this one planned. You know they had 9/11 planned. And, hell, I just wonder, did they have this one planned, you know, 40, 60, 100 years ago? I mean, who knows how long they even had this even planned?
I think that they expected a whole lot of different shit to come from that fucking Trump thing. I mean, you're talking about a goddamn talk show host, and he comes on and he fully expects the people to love him as they're being, he's being called king of the fucking Jews, and the Jews are fucking us from every fucking angle. He thinks that he can fucking write an executive order and take our fucking bump stock. He doesn't know a goddamn thing about the law. He says we will take the guns, then give the procedural due process. Does he understand what procedural due process is? He can't, can he? Either that or he's retarded or he intends none, huh? That means you go through the process first, and then you get the authority, and then you can act on that authority, you son of a bitch. It ain't you act on an authority that doesn't exist and then try to get it later on, you stupid ass. That's why the fucking Bill of Rights is written the way it's written. You got to go all the way to the goddamn common law jury and get a fucking verdict from the common law jury, which doesn't exist because they've unlawfully removed our fucking, the people's fucking courts of this fucking country and replaced them with the goddamn private law of King Charles. And they've been replaced for a long fucking time. Every one of these cock-sucking little lawyer son of a bitches that are running this fucking joint has goddamn Esquire behind their name. That is a royal appointment. That makes them a goddamn servant of the fucking king. And you can't change that. This is why you call down here and you get, oh, this is a corporation. You can't even get somebody to call it a court no goddamn more. Walmart's fucking running your life. How about we just blow Walmart off the fucking map? Blow them out of this fucking country for fucking goddamn treason and sedition against the highest law in this fucking land. The ratified fucking law of we the fucking people of December 15, 1791. Absolute fucking law that cannot be changed. Our authority. We have the guns. We have the goddamn ammunition. We have the people. And the fact that we sit here and watch this fucking shit makes me want to puke. We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID, writes Brown Professor Emily Oster. You go against the wall, bitch. That's what you do. You killed people. You killed people. You fucking, you didn't, even like somebody playing with something dangerous. You fucking killed people, you fucking cunt. And we don't even, and like I said, people before we said, I mean, they're talking all of a sudden here, amnesty. Well, wait a minute, hold it. Has anybody done a count on how many people you've killed and maimed? How many are predicted to be maimed in the goddamn future or die of this shit? You're admitting that you didn't have a fucking clue what that stuff would do. And you said that you claimed to have the power to mandate it when you did not. That was an act of goddamn treason. You don't have no power to mandate to we the people. We're the fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country. And we operate through the common law courts, which you have unlawfully fucking removed. We're at fucking war, son of a bitch. And that's second article fucking war. All we owe you is a goddamn bullet. Writes about Emily Oster, a huge lockdown proponent, who now pleads from mercy from the once shunned, the once shunned. Would you please? I killed your fucking aunt, your uncle. I killed your fucking nephew. You had to watch him fucking die this horrible fucking death because I was just playing with God. It's like turning a goddamn little kid loose, not with a, you know, you get them these little chemistry sets, but with them in a fucking lab, in a biological lab, and just turning them loose. They had no fucking clue what was going to happen. But they knew, anybody that fucking would look at the situation would know it ain't good. When it's taken 8 to fucking 11 years to get a goddamn product past the FDA to get passed for human beings to consume, if they choose to. And it has to be by choice, and they've tried to take away our fucking goddamn freedom of choice, which they could not do. Freedom of choice. No, you're going to do it, and I'm going to punish you for not doing it, and I'm not going to afford you due process of the law, because you can't. To punish any of us for telling them to shove their mandates up their fucking ass, before they could punish you, you got a right to something called due process of the fucking law. highest law in this goddamn land. And it's your right. And if you did, they deny it to you, it's your goddamn obligation to shoot their asses. But that's what they did with all of these goddamn mandates and all of these fucking goddamn pandemic bullshit. When they were given orders out, you will do this, you will lock down. Fuck you. I want my, you file your goddamn paper saying I'm going to do this. I'll file my fucking paper saying I'm going to hang you out in front of the courthouse. And then we'll go through the fucking procedure in the Bill of Rights that I am guaranteed as an individual free sovereign national. Guaranteed! And you don't come at me as a goddamn state or as a federal entity. You come at me as an individual in your individual capacity. And individually we go into that fucking court. And you present your fucking bullshit. And I present the fucking law. And I get to watch them hang your ass out on the fucking goddamn outside on the fucking lamppost. That's how it works. They never had people, they never had the authority to mandate anything. Never. Show me it in the Bill of Rights where they have the authority to fucking deny or disparage a fucking right. They don't. They can't. It was forbidden. We have it right here. The enumeration, that's the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, rights are authorities, shall not be construed, that is interpreted, to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That means they can't have any kind of power to fucking touch our rights. That's why it was put there. Then they went with the 10th, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. It's like they just couldn't read that one little fucking part there, ain't it? I mean, when we first started talking, well, not when we first, and we had that book, we were talking about the beginning of the fucking Bill of Rights. Oh, but yeah, they had, I mean, you always hear this shit from these fucking Christian son of a bitches who think they can hijack. I'll blow your guts out, motherfucker. Do it. Try it. Try it! You always hear this shit from the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Henry, they knew exactly what that shot was gonna do.
Of course they did. They've been working on it for a long time. And it did exactly what it was supposed to do, only they couldn't force enough people to take it. I mean, that's what really hurt them. That's when they started this mandate shit. There's no place in no document for a mandate. I mean, we live under the Bill of Rights. There's no place for you don't mandate nothing to us. I mean, all your life you've lived, I mean, if you've lived as long as I have, you went out there and you said, wait, but somebody, you need to remove that or you need to remove that. Well, I'm going to need a court order for that. Because that's what it takes is a court order. You just don't come out and you don't have the fucking authority to tell me to do shit. You have to get that authority. And these governors, these goddamn mayors, all these son of a bitches who put out these mandates, goddamn Fauci, all these fucking non-governmental son of a bitches, they did not have jurisdictional authority. What they did was fucking pure fucking treason and sedition, and they go against the goddamn wall. No amnesty for you, buddy. You're going to pay for what you did. And we still don't know what the damage is, guys. Like I said, nobody's counted the dead yet. And the maimed. My God, how many are maimed? And how many more are going to be maimed? I mean, if you were dumb enough to take the shot yesterday, maybe it takes 5 years for it to hit. You know, everybody's different. That's why, you know, it was such a crazy fucking thing. They come out with this goddamn one fucking solution made up of RNA. That's DNA. Everybody is different. Why are people different? Because of their DNA. And you give the same shot to everybody and expect the same result. It can't happen, can it? That is illogical. That is impossible. Physically impossible. All you knew is that it would kill. And then you start with your mandate shit. I'm mandating you stay in your house. Fuck you. All right, let me see your authority. Well, my authority is it's an emergency. Fuck you and your, show me where you can use an emergency for authority. Show it to me. Show me where that doesn't violate the 9th article of the fucking People's Bill of Rights. Show me. Show me the exception. Just like with the goddamn 2nd article. A well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period! There's no ifs, ands, or buts, or any other fucking kind of condition. That's a flat-ass fucking fact, and you can't do it, and you've already done it. You've already committed enough treason to get you all put against the fucking wall, and you know it. That's why you're scrambling. That's why you're fucking scared. That's why you're starting to talk about amnesty. I should get amnesty. Pelosi say something about my own amnesty? Is going to say, no, he ain't going to save you, bitch. Your amnesty is not where you're at. You're over there in the goddamn administrative admiralty committing crimes against the people and the people's fucking ratified fucking law. Absolute, unquestionable fucking goddamn violations of the law. To the point of fucking treason and sedition, trying to overthrow the Bill of fucking Rights. Trying to make us subjects to a fucking corporation. Trying to make us goddamn subjects to a Walmart. You think that's going to happen? There'll be blue-ass uniforms blowing all over the fucking place. We got the right to shoot your asses out of here right now, and you know it. You have crossed the line and recrossed the fucking line. It's just a peeve, man. What's wrong with you people? Are we going to exercise our goddamn authority? Are we going to fucking take this shit and fucking eat, well, pretty much eat shit and die? Now I got this all fucked up. Let me see here. Well, that's a good one. Okay. When you put these papers together wrong, it don't come out right. I don't know. No, this is from yesterday's shit. Yeah, I need some help. How these got turned upside down, I do not know. Sam, I am. Here, this is where I wanted to start anyway. I'm good to go for a minute, Laura.
Okay.
Here we go, and I'm sure you've all taken a peek at this. I mean, it's 50 miles long. It took forever to even put it up on the site, let alone to try to cover it. But illegal immigrants storm U.S. border with giant Venezuelan flag, hurl rocks at border agents, are forced back into Mexico. Now, when somebody crosses your goddamn border with a foreign fucking flag, I don't care how the projectiles are coming. I don't care if there's no projectiles. You're bringing your flag. You are advancing your flag onto our goddamn fucking our sovereign nation. Them people
call it invasion.
Yeah, you goddamn right. They should have been shot down in the middle of that fucking of that river right there. You cross the center of that fucking river with that fucking that goddamn Venezuelan or that goddamn Honduran fucking flag, you get shot, son of a bitch. But there they were doing it, buddy. I watched them do it. This is the contempt that they have for we the people. This is the contempt. I mean, you had the few little punks out there. They had what they had pepper spray fucking balls they were using for a fucking invasion. We need to blow these son of a bitches back about 6 or 8 fucking miles in one fucking shot and let them know we're not playing fucking games anymore. Now get the rest of you, get the fuck out of here. We'll kill you on this soil right here where you're at. You are here unlawfully. You are here in violation of our law. You are here in violation of each individual free sovereign national's fucking rights, you son of a bitch. And to violate them fucking, that you're here as a goddamn invader. Remember when they back, man, God, it pisses me off so much because we were talking about it back then. When they were talking about, they just want a better life. They just want to pick the latest and have a better life. And that's how they, no! You asked me, I said no. If you asked everybody else, because this don't belong to you, son of a bitch. And you don't give it away. And I don't give a shit about some rich man and his fucking lettuce. You bring fucking outside people outside this fucking country, you son of a bitch. You will fucking leave with them. And we'll take your fucking land. That's how it's gonna fucking work. You want your goddamn slave labor. It's like when I first got into this, when I was on fucking Liberty Tree Radio, there was, Ron Paul, we should have all complete open borders. Nice for you and your gold mine, huh, you son of a bitch? No, not one goddamn inch of this fucking soil can be fucking sold, traded, or anything else but to another fucking American national. That's the only way you keep it America, dumbass! Now they got this goddamn thing with these fucking Chinese. We owe the Chinese a zillion. No, we don't owe the Chinese shit. We don't owe the Chinese nothing. You go back and look at fucking history. When that atomic bomb went off in fucking Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the fucking Japanese were beating the fuck out of the goddamn Chinese. They were beating the fuck out of the communist Chinese. They were fucking destroying the Chinese. Communism had a major threat in China. So here comes America, Yankee fucking doodle. And we fucking get cut off the fucking fuel supply to the goddamn Japanese and then fucking pour the fucking arms in there, pour the fucking advisors in there, pour the fucking Marines in there and fight for communism. They've already had you do it, stupid ass. You were doing the same thing over in fucking Europe, too, weren't you? The goddamn Russians didn't have nothing but fucking biplanes. Fucking Hitler would have took him like Grant took Richmond. But, big man, we know every goddamn 24 hours a day, work your ass off, do what you... Man, the goddamn Rosie the Riveter, all this fucking propaganda horse shit. My dad always said, why in the hell wouldn't you let the fucking Germans destroy fucking the goddamn communists? And you sit there and you talk all day about what the communist threat is, the threat that the communists want goddamn international fucking domination, that they want a fucking one world communist fucking state. You talk about it all the time. Here's your opportunity. What do you got to do? What do you got to do to accomplish this? Well, actually, nothing. Just don't do nothing. Now, if fascism becomes a fucking problem, deal with it. Then we would have no fascism, you'd have no fucking communism, and the goddamn, and they're both capitalists. Make sure you understand that. Anybody tries to tell you what was the, because I mean, I keep hearing the story different now, that it's fucking, people are trying to go, oh, well, yeah, I guess so, huh? With the fucking communists coming in here buying up your fucking your food land. Gonna starve your fucking children for you, you stupid ass. Them, hey, there's goddamn Chinese over there. Chinese communists are billionaires. They became billionaires, through fucking goddamn capitalism. Oh, I'm not that kind of capitalist. Well, what kind of capitalist are you, son of a bitch? Because the only kind of fucking capitalism that can work in this goddamn country is a free enterprise system with where we are provided with a currency without debt attached to it. That's the only one that is lawful in this country. And then I don't even think it's even lawful anyway, because it was a part of that fraudulent fucking constitution. It needs to be tossed. But if you're going to do it, that's how you have to do it, isn't it? Or else you get a goddamn Jew. It's when that Jew in the Middle East starts, he's put that fucking getting stealing that one penny. Every time somebody changes a fucking dollar or changes fucking two pennies, he steals a penny, a penny, a penny. Then it's two pennies. Next thing you know, the motherfuckers are stealing 95 cents of every dollar. Like they were down in Venezuela, and the Venezuelans, you know, fucking being the communists that they are, they said, no, we're not giving you fucking, you Jews, 95 cents of every dollar for our fucking resources. You just sit there and you run a fucking money machine with no money to back it. No wealth to back it. Garbage. Fiat fucking debt. We're not going for it. Or just like fucking Gaddafi over there discovers the oil field off of Tripoli. We're going to deal in the gold dinar. It's real. I can hold it in my fucking hand and it'll be worth the same thing tomorrow that it is today. Man, that son of a bitch had to be stopped at any fucking expense to the American people. We live like goddamn animals just for fucking being the Jewish lapdogs. And I don't know about you, but I'm plenty fucking sick of it. We'll be right back.
Explain my now. It ought to be a law.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Seem dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. The real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. I was told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects the kids to fill the graves. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you. My rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. And my rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say gun. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. Said, don't come pull my gun. I won't have to do it.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliflin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Thurman Olney with Don't Come For My Gun. No, you know, fucking that was one of the things I think that really fucking put like a quirk in our fucking stance on our goddamn rights. Don't come for my gun, my Second Amendment. What the fuck good is it if you won't use it? What if they come in and fucking rape your daughter, rape your fucking dog, take your kick you out of your fucking house and put some fucking illegal aliens in it, and fucking send your ass packing down the road with the fucking, well, maybe even take the clothes off your back. As long as you got that fucking gun, I guess everything's groovy, right? Well, you see, that has, there's a thing that goes with that goddamn gun. And it is as fucking worthless as a goddamn rubber band without it. It's called balls. It's called goddamn backbone. It's called the goddamn fucking, the fucking courage to pull a fucking trigger and say, no, you are not. You will not pass one more fucking foot, you son of a bitches. Right now, we should have surrounded these son of a bitches. We should have them all in custody. They should be going through fucking trials. We should have kicked every son of a bitch out of this country who does not belong here, who has come here as an act of fraud. And we should be fucking, we should be well on our way back to fucking being a civilization again. Instead of what, look what these fuckers have done. They told, well, there's your border patrol there. You see, you know you're in border patrol because they're the ones carrying the people onto your borders. I mean, come on! You're not dumb. You know what they're doing. Well, we're going to bring the National Guard down there to the border. And they can change the oil in the rigs, and they can do all this other stuff. And then they can also help with filling out the fucking paperwork and giving the son of a bitches money and flying them into the inner United States of America. They're doing it. They have done it. You know what I mean? You have to fight. You got some fighting to do. You that fight. But I'll tell you guys. If I lived through it, you lived through it, we're going to win. But when we get done, these dirty son of a bitches who went along with all this other fucking bullshit, who didn't fucking step up to that fucking Bill of Rights and enforce it as the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law that it is, they're gone. They're take them to the fucking Pacific Ocean. Fucking strip their asses down and tell them to swim for that fucking admiralty they're so fucking fond of. Because not only are they not assisting in the fucking defense of this fucking nation, they are fucking goddamn, they're fighting against us. The goddamn Judeo-Christians. And I love that fucking Judeo-Christians. You've not been Judeo. And you're seeing these old movies. I mean, well, they're portrayed as like in the past. And yeah, the word fucking Jew didn't exist till the 30s, you stupid asses. They take you to be so goddamn dumb that they could sell you fucking snow. Oh, where are we at here? And I'm going to tell you where you're at in the fucking ball game right now. Son tracks down mom's stolen car and opens fire on people inside, Missouri cops say. This is from Yahoo News. This is where it's coming. And this is what's coming to your fucking goddamn backyard. Because see, what they're doing is they're bringing these families of fucking spicks down here from across the border that were running little spick operations down there. And they're making them cops. They're making them goddamn district attorneys. And they're making them fucking goddamn public defenders. They're running the whole motherfucking Mary Ann. Under the fucking supervision of one old fucking ancient fucking Jew who's been the fucking cause of fucking more misery in this goddamn county than has ever been fucking believed could exist. But that's what they're doing. And this is why you're going to see people doing this shit right here. And they're going, oh, you can't go. I mean, they can steal your car and they can do anything they want and you don't dare do anything. You want to bet? You want to fucking bet? Come stealing from me, you son of a bitch. I'll blow you half in two. Son tracks down mom's stolen car and opens fire on people inside. You goddamn right. It's called force majeure, motherfucker. There's no law to protect me. There's none to protect you. It's just a fucking goddamn war. Missouri cops say, this is from Yahoo News, one person is at large and four people are in custody following a firefight between the relative of a car theft victim and a group of people in the stolen vehicle, according to Missouri authorities. A woman's car was stolen in St. Louis, Sunset Hills area early in the morning on Monday, October 31st. The Richmond Heights Police Department told KMOV, got a comma, and then KSDK, and the Riverfront Times. The woman's son decided to pursue the car and those inside. That's because that's the only fucking pursuit you're going to get. Because they're handing the goddamn, they're handing the fucking unlawful fucking Blackwater USA over to the lowest fucking scum that they can bring across that goddamn river. And they're telling them that they can do any goddamn thing they want to. Do you try it? I'll blow your please fucking try it. I'll splatter you fucking motherfuckers all over the fucking place. I don't care. You're not doing it to me. You fucking treasonous dogs. He used a GPS and tracked the car to Richmond Heights at the intersection of Big Bend Boulevard and Interstate 64, Richmond police said in a news release. The son confronted the people inside the stolen car and opened fire on them, according to police. Now, that just seemed just kind of fucking odd to me. Open fire, how many had guns? One juvenile was hit, and of course, now it was a juvenile. The little motherfucker, he was a goddamn MS-13 gang member, but he was a juvenile. Had the teardrops, probably already fucking macheted some fucking people. But he had he was a fucking, the fuck you! Get those motherfuckers out of our country, we'll kill them all!
Well, hell, Henry, when you think about it, man, it been in some schools, well, hell, they talking about they're teenagers, and they've been fucking 30 and 35-year-old grown men in there.
Of course they are. They think, I mean, goddamn, this country, when I think about, just back to when I was in high school, and I think about what it is now, you had to be working full fucking time to fucking debaucherate this fucking country the way it's been fucking torn apart. Working at it. And then the goofy ass is out, I'll vote for them. What I do is eat, and I get another dollar because they won't tell my friend and I'll steal his dollar and I'll vote. You fucking morons. You fuckers that go out and vote. You are treasonous dogs. You are traitors to the fucking republic that doesn't exist. Because if there was one, you would have fucking committed treason against it. You are traitors to the fucking highest law in this fucking land, and that is the ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, because you are fucking participating in fucking goddamn treason and sedition right out in the fucking open. No goddamn corporation has authority in this fucking country that supersedes that of the individual in the fucking common law. Got it? And if they're going to try it, we got to kill them. And we gotta quit fucking around. And I don't mean shooting one or two a night. I mean blowing off the whole fucking goddamn cities off the fucking map. We're at war! They've told you they have declared war on you, stupid! One juvenile was hit and suffered a non-life-threatening injury, police said. KMOV reported the victim was hit in the leg. Oh my gosh. I wonder what part of the world it was from. I mean, you can say that, and I guarantee you he wasn't from a fucking America. Not even a fucking chance. Richmond police officers received a call about a firefight between two vehicles and responded to the scene. Four people had gotten out of the stolen vehicle and fled into the nearby neighborhood. Police said the injured suspect was taken into custody about two blocks from the initial scene and transported to a hospital. Two more suspects were taken into custody about four blocks away. The fourth suspect escaped and has not been found as of October 31st, police said. Look what you got going on here. You got a gang of fucking assholes walking down the street, fully fucking armed, fucking take your fucking car, and you even go after your own fucking car and start shooting at you. Oh, but you shoot back. Those poor immigrants. They were just here for a better life, and you were shooting at them just because they were shooting at you. You fucking, you buy that shit. You bought it. You bought it early because it was easy. Because you would have had to face the fucking fact that you were being invaded. And you would either do something about it or be cowardly. Be marked cowardly. You are cowardly. We're all fucking cowardly. We're a bunch of fucking cowards. We're the worst bunch of cowards ever exist on this planet. Plain and simple. I fought. Have you fought? Hey, have you fought? Have you bled? Have you any of your blood? You broken any bones? You fucking fought any of you motherfuckers? I have. So be careful when you fucking try to slur me on my fucking site. October 31st, police said. Officers took the gun from the relative of the car theft victim and also took him into custody. Richmond police officers searched the area and found two guns dropped by the fleeing suspect. So every fucking one of them had a gun. That's like four or five fucking guns. This is what I'm telling you, this is what's coming to your neighborhood. I'm telling you, it's already here in fucking goddamn nowhere, fucking Oregon. It's here. And it's what's coming, and you better be ready. I mean, fuck, you'll shoot or you'll die. You let them get a hold of your ass with just a fucking machete, and you ain't got no goddamn weapon at all. That's what you want to do, you fucking cowardly son of a bitches. Just be such a coward that you let them get a hold of your ass without any weapon, so you can't even fight. Boy, I'll show you what fucking animals are. And I'll tell you, they're going to find out what animals we are, too. Because I grew up in a fucking savage place, and I'm a fucking savage fucking animal. I've seen plenty of fucking blood. Blood don't excite me. Guts all over the fucking road don't fucking excite me. I will fight you motherfuckers. I will fight for that Bill of Rights. I will fight for that fucking unalienable fucking law. December 15, 1791 is the fucking law. We enforce it, we're fucking free, and we're autonomous. We fail to enforce it, we're on our fucking knees to the one world communists / fucking goddamn fascists / fucking goddamn what the hell do they call them? Oh man, come on. The money makers. The ones that do everything, the ones that would sell their mother's ass for fucking 2 cents a fuck on the corner. Oh, that's right. See, what are they called? Capitalists. That's you, capitalist. You sell your mother's ass on the corner for 2 cents a fuck? You would, because you're flaming capitalists. You believe in making a buck wherever there's a fuck, don't you? You have destroyed this country. You've allowed the destruction of this country. You have participated in the destruction of this country, and you're going down. You're going down so fucking hard. There'll be no more fucking corporations. I always wondered how that popped up anyway, corporations. And it was the fucking ruling elite. You guys know the colonies were all fucking corporations, right? Boston, fucking goddamn, Jamestown, every fucking one of them. They were all fucking corporations being run under the king's charter. And the people who ran them worked for the fucking king. And then when the people fucking wouldn't take them, the people went out in the goddamn wilderness where nobody wanted to go. And they fucking, and they built fucking farms, and they built them nice fucking livings. They had to fight the Indians for it. You can't blame the Indians for fighting for it. But then in the end, they ended up being neighbors, and they, and there were a lot of places where everybody got along just fucking fine. And then here comes Benjamin Franklin, that fucking freak from the Hellfire Club. That fucking sick in the head son of a bitch and sexual pervert. And he goes over there and he says, everybody in America's rich, you guys do know that, right? And, oh, the king, you mean they have wealth over there? They've created, well, yeah, they went into the wilderness. We told them if they went in there with a goddamn hatchet and fucking blazed whatever they could blaze was theirs. And they, and they're all illiterate. All the ones with enough balls to go out and do it. So we can just, I mean, they've made goddamn settlements back in there. They come and seize their fucking settlement. Happened to Daniel Boone quite a few times. He was illiterate. But this isn't like this just begun. It built and built until April 19th, 1775. And then it came to a crescendo. And they were just coming. They were coming to take the guns, you see. We're coming to take the guns tomorrow at Lexington and Conger. Because we're good old boys and we got the king's authority behind us. Well, you came there and you got your asses shot off, and you continue to get your asses shot off, and you ain't nothing to what you're going to get your asses shot off this time, you motherfucker. Hey, you fucking Charles, you fucking dickless piece of shit. You are nobody. You nothing. We'll bring you here and hang your ass. Go ahead.
Did the article mention why they took the victim's gun, the owner's gun? Because I thought that was a constitutional carry state.
I believe it is a constitutional carry state, and I think they're just trying to sort it out. Because if he didn't have the right to go after his fucking property and they shot at him and he shot back, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, ain't it?
Hell yeah. It's like stealing a man's horse.
You're goddamn right. And then you got to give him his fucking gun back. That's his personal protection, which seemed to work pretty damn well. Got the fucking car back. I guarantee you, had he just, they just called the police, these goddamn Blackwater USA fucking agents. They're agents of this shit. The agents of this chaos they want. If they'd have just called them, that car had been gone. They'd never seen that son of a bitch again. You want to bet me a nickel? Didn't think so.
Yeah. You right.
Anyways, guys, the bottom line is the guy got his goddamn car. It might have had some bullet holes in it, but I'll tell you, that's how I'd want mine. You fucking steal, I'm coming, I'll shoot, I'll fucking keep shooting. When I start fucking shooting, I ain't stopping. I know what's going on in this country. I know there is no fucking law. I know the only law being practiced here is private law of the fucking king of fucking England. It has no fucking jurisdictional authority over me whatsoever fucking ever. And the dirty son of a bitches that have been hired as private mercenaries to enforce that law have no jurisdictional authority whatsoever fucking ever. That makes you an enemy combatant, you son of a bitch. Because we have law in this goddamn country. We have the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791 that tells us to kill you if you try this shit. You're going to lose. It gets uglier and uglier every day, guys, I know. But they are going to lose. When this thing breaks loose, just think if you were fucking... I'm sure you've made your plans. A lot of you, if you ain't made your plans, you better get with the fucking program. But if you've made your plans, these guys have no fucking balls. They have no fucking spines. They have to hire them. It's like that Blumenthal. I see him, he looks fucking, tries to look tough on the TV. Who do you hire to fuck your wife, dude? Because I know you don't do it. You wimp, you nothing, you little piss ant. You come take my gun away from me. Come, and I'm a fucking 61-year-old man. Come and take my fucking gun from me, you cocksucker. And I'll fucking make you fucking eat fucking dirt. I'll bitch slap you, fly to your ass, and you'll piss yourself. You're nothing. The people who are calling these shots, guys, look at them. They're nothing. How would they stand up in a fucking fight? They wouldn't. And they ain't got enough money to fucking hire enough fucking goddamn people to go against the rest of the fucking people to get rid of 7 billion people. They are in this thing up to their fucking neck. They're wanting amnesty. I bet you fucking are wanting amnesty. But I mean, this quick asking for it, that really surprised me yesterday. Oh, they're, oh boy, man, it must be going to be a big die-off coming. Or maybe somebody's going to report the true fucking numbers. We, like I said, we don't know how many are dead. We don't know how many are maimed. We don't know how many are going to be maimed in the future. How many of us are going to have to watch our fucking relatives die slow? We don't know that. So amnesty, I don't think, no amnesty for you, son of a bitch. A fucking rope or against the fucking wall. And against the fucking wall, I'm going to shoot sloppy. And I'm going to take a while. Oops, ooh, damn it, man. And the leg. Oh, God. Oh, and the side. Oh, son of a bitch, man. I'm a lousy shot. Can I stay on this fucking detail? At any rate, guys, I mean, all we can do is just look at it for the fucking loathsomeness. I mean, the bar for the standard is in the Mariana's fucking trench. It's so fucking low down that it's almost hit the center of the fucking earth. The only way we can go is up, and we need to fucking do it. We need to do it yesterday. We got them whipped. We can whip their fucking asses easy. It's what drives me crazy. Some of us are going to get killed. I can't lie to you about that. Some of us are going to get killed. I might get killed. You might get killed. I probably will get killed. But I'd rather be fucking dead on my feet than living on my goddamn knees to a fucking low-life fucking communist who couldn't roll me over if I was dead. Just because he sleazed and slizzed and let somebody fuck him up the ass or whatever he did to get his fucking shit. Like that fat-ass son of a bitch Xi over there in China. You're a bitch, punk. Come out here in the goddamn road. I'll fucking slap. I will not even make a fist and I'll slap you to death, you son of a bitch. You're nobody and you're stupid. Your fucking people are ignorant. I found out how ignorant they are. And I found out that it was the United States that saved fucking internet communism in goddamn China. Just like it did over in fucking Europe. You feel betrayed just a little bit there, greatest generation? Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just keep on looking at the atrocities, at what they want amnesty. What kind of amnesty you got for them? I got some fucking amnesty for them. And that is The Word from the Trenches.